This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. People are asking me, what's the deal with California requiring a cancer warning on coffee products? You know, California has this Prop 65 thing, and they say, oh, this product contains something proven to cause cancer. Well, these warnings, by the way, at least under Prop 65, were originally created as a water quality law. It's actually called, I think, the Water Quality or Water Safety Act or something similar. It's all about water. But they began misapplying it to food, well, supplements in particular, but they exempt most groceries. But now coffee, they're requiring to have this warning because coffee, when you roast it, you form a very trace amount of acrylamides, which are carcinogenic, but these are minuscule in terms of their concentration compared to the beneficial effects of coffee in general. So this, I'm calling BS on this. It's total BS. California is misinforming people to say that coffee causes cancer, and yet California requires no warning about the glyphosate that's in food. You know, glyphosate, which actually causes cancer, doesn't have to have any such warning. So it just goes to show you how much nonsense this is. You know, coffee, for most people, coffee is their number one source of antioxidants, believe it or not. For most Americans, even when they're drinking crappy coffee, they're still getting some nutritional benefit from that coffee. Now, you can overdo it. You can have too much caffeine, and you can deplete your adrenals, and you can suffer from fatigue or caffeine addiction or caffeine withdrawal and so on. But the warning from California is not about caffeine. It's about acrylamides, which are also present, by the way, in waffles and bread, like a loaf of bread that you buy at the grocery store. Guess what? All the brown outer crust, the reason it turned brown is because the carbohydrates were cooked. And when the carbohydrates, i.e. the flour, when they're cooked, they produce acrylamides. So technically there are acrylamides in toast and waffles and hamburger buns and birthday cakes. You know, practically everything. Now, potato chips, of course, have acrylamides. You know, it's gotten to the point where California basically is trying to say that, you know, everything you eat is going to kill you, which is not true. You need to be able to discriminate against things that are high concentration of toxins versus things that are low concentration of toxins. And acrylamides in coffee is a very low concentration. We're talking, I don't know, I'm just guessing like nanograms per gram, something like that, that kind of concentration. Like very low, not really a big concern. Because acrylamides are not like BPA or plasticizer chemicals that are hormone disruptors at extremely low concentrations. Some chemicals, such as hormone disruptors or hormone mimickers, they can be toxic or detrimental to human health at parts per trillion concentrations, which is crazy low. But acrylamides, they don't have the same power at such low concentrations. They might be an issue at parts per billion concentrations, but it's more likely that they're actually a parts per million concern. So if they get up into the ppm range, and just for the record, you know, one part per million is a million times larger than one part per trillion. Okay, so and one part per million is 1,000 times larger than a part per billion. Thank goodness for the metric system when we're talking about micrograms and milligrams, grams, nanograms, and things like that, and kilograms for that matter. But anyway, California has lost its mind on food safety. They don't warn you about the toxins that are in the food, like aspartame, you know, toxic chemical sweetener, or glyphosate herbicide residues, or even heavy metals. There's no law in California that requires heavy metals labeling on groceries, you know, like, I don't know, just regular everyday groceries. Breakfast cereal, for example. You have like a chocolate cereal of some kind. There's going to be some level of cadmium probably in that chocolate, but it doesn't have to be labeled because California exempts those regular everyday groceries from all these requirements that they are placing on supplements and apparently coffee now. What about the sodium nitrate in hot dogs and processed meat? You have all this sodium nitrate out there that causes cancer. That doesn't have to be labeled with a warning on foods in California. So California is so misguided on food safety issues that it's become really ludicrous. It's to the point where these warnings are just ignored by everybody because they're so common on so many things that they reach a point of meaninglessness. If everywhere you look, there's a cancer warning, you know, if everything's dangerous, then there's no ability to discriminate. You need to be able to discriminate against things that are safe versus dangerous or high concentrations versus low concentrations and so on. And yet that California law doesn't even differentiate between super low trace concentrations versus crazy high toxic concentrations. So that makes no sense. Wildly unscientific. We're not surprised, being that this is something out of California, which is a wildly unscientific bureaucracy. That's why they push vaccines on children. They're vaccines full of mercury. They're unscientific. They don't know real science. So where is this headed? That's my question. Is California going to have a universal cancer warning on everything now? Is it, warning, not only is smoking cigarettes bad for your health, which we all know, but oh, now drinking coffee is bad for your health, and oh, inhaling is bad for your health because the oxygen might combine with other elements in your body and create oxygen reactive species and cause oxidation in your body. So therefore, breathing oxygen might cause cancer. It's bad for your health. In fact, just engaging in cellular respiration is bad for you and might cause cancer. Will California require you to tattoo a warning label on your forehead so that every time you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror to floss your teeth or whatever, there's a warning there that says, warning, living may cause cancer. You know, it's reached the point of insanity. Now, I know that, you got to sound the alarm on certain things that are crazy high. Like if I see very high levels of lead in something that people are consuming in high quantities, you know, like 500 parts per billion or higher in a protein supplement, which I've seen, that's a concern because you're eating that over and over every day. People are doing, 100 grams a day or 200 grams a day in some cases, depending on their habits. And that adds up. That's a lot of lead over time. You know what? 500 parts per billion is half a microgram per gram of serving. And so, you know, half a microgram of lead per gram of protein supplement. So there's a lot, you're going to get a lot of lead if you consume large amounts of that protein. So I agree with the principle of having meaningful warnings about the extremely high levels that are found in a very small number of products. But not to run around and say that, oh, all coffee is cancer-causing because it contains acrylamides. You know, again, you left out the waffles and the pancakes and the toast. And what, you're going to require McDonald's now to, when they serve hash browns? Don't they still serve hash browns for breakfast? I don't know. I haven't eaten at McDonald's forever. But when I was a kid, they had hash browns, which was like a little oval-shaped potato patty that's fried in oil like French fries. And, of course, it turns brown. And when you fry potatoes and turn them brown, that's acrylamides. So the hash browns have acrylamides too. Well, does California require every hash brown pouch or packet or whatever it's served in to have some big cancer warning label? Warning, eating hash browns might cause you cancer. It's the brown part that's the cancer. I mean, it's just, you see, it's the point of lunacy. You know, if food safety is to have any meaning, it has to be applied with a sense of intelligence and a sense of scientific understanding. And which means you got to look at the concentrations of toxins. It's the concentration that makes it toxic, not just the molecule. If you encounter one acrylamide molecule, does that food contain acrylamides? Well, yeah, there's a molecule in there, one molecule. Is it toxic? Not in the least. In fact, there are glyphosate molecules and pesticide molecules in all your food, even your organic stuff. Yep. There are molecules of everything in there. It's probably molecules of, you know, toxic, who knows, nerve gas agents or pesticides, all kinds of stuff. Does that make the food toxic because it has one molecule? No. It's the concentration that matters. Your body can actually deal with a lot of strange molecules at low levels. It's when your total intake reaches a kind of toxic tipping point where you're overloaded with so many toxic chemicals. That's when things go bad. That's when you end up with liver cancer or, you know, cognitive dysfunction and things like that. But then again, why should we expect California's food safety decisions to be rooted in sanity or science at all? For the most part, California is run by a bunch of insane lunatic tyrants. And a lot of Californians agree with that statement, by the way. So, of course, California's so-called food safety issues are also reflecting that same level of insanity and delusion and anti-science. I don't know. Their delusional fairy tale, fairyland, fake reality, whatever it is. They're crazy. Check out my website if you want to know the truth about food. I've got food.news. Food.news. Also, of course, naturalnews.com. And, you know, I got to say, you want to know the real truth about food and food safety and food science and toxins versus nutrients and all that stuff? Read my websites, food.news, health.news, science.news. Hundreds of websites that we publish that are just highly authoritative and give you the lowdown on all of this stuff. And this is why I know this stuff, too, because I review all these science articles and science headlines every day. It's part of my work. It's my job. It's my passion. Shouldn't say it's my job. It's not like I do it as a job. I do it because I'm passionate about empowering other people with knowledge about healing foods and preventing disease and achieving maximum human performance through nutrition and things like that. California just wants you to be afraid of everything. Oh my God. Be afraid. They should just have a sign. Welcome to California. Be afraid. Be afraid of the food, but not the illegals crossing the border and stealing your country. Yeah, you ever notice that? It's like California, they're not afraid of all the illegals coming in and outvoting the citizens, but they're afraid of 5 acrylamide molecules in your coffee cup. Wow. There's a commentary on the priorities of California. How insane. Thanks for listening, though. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. You can watch my videos at vimeo.com/healthranger, or you can check out my new video site called real.video, launching July 4th as an alternative to YouTube censorship. You're welcome to have a channel there too, as long as you're not anti-liberty. Check it out at real.video. You can sign up for an invite to have a channel. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty. for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.